Very good evening to you all, dear brothers in Christ. So last week we studied about why God permits evil. We saw in the Bible that God has permitted evil for the mankind could get experience. Adam sinned against God because he lacked experience. And experience is such a thing that no one can infuse into somebody. So this has to be gained by personally undergoing those situations. That's the reason God permitted Adam, and not only Adam, through Adam the entire race to, you see, gain that experience through sin and death. But we also saw that by God's grace in Christ's kingdom, they shall all be liberated from the sin and death, and brought back to the condition of sons of God. So God has made a plan. So today we're going to see the first prophecy that is recorded in the Bible. See, Bible has 66 books. The first book of the Bible is Genesis. The last book of the Bible is Revelation. In the first book, the paradise God created, how it was there, and how Adam lost the paradise is given to us. In the book of Revelation, the same paradise, how it will be restored to the entire mankind, you see, it is given in the book of Revelation. So in between these books, the plan of God is mentioned. We all know when Adam sinned, God cast him out of the Garden of Eden into the unfinished earth and said, "Cursed is the ground, for thy sake we shall bring thorns and thistles. And in sweat of thy brow shall thou eat the bread of thy life." And before casting them out of the Garden of Eden, God gave them assurance also. God did not just put them under judgment and just pronounce the judgment harshly. But before doing that one, God gave them the promise also. What is the promise? Let us read Genesis 3, 15 and 16. Genesis, third chapter, 15 and 16. Can somebody read? Genesis 3,
Abhishek.
14, 15. Abhishek, brother.
Okay, I'll read.
14,
Genesis
15.
3.
14 and 15.
And the Lord God said unto the serpent, "Because you hast done this, you are cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon your belly shall you go, and dust shall you eat all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. It shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel."
So here God promises Adam and Eve a beautiful promise, saying that I shall put enmity between you and the serpent, between your seed and the serpent seed, and the serpent shall come and bruise. Shall come, serpent shall come and bite his heel, and the seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head. See, here you means serpent, because Satan used the serpent to deceive Eve. We saw last week that how the serpent was used by the devil to deceive Eve. But in the Bible it says that the serpent came and spoke to Eve. So many people believe that a serpent used to speak there before when it sinned. But after his sin become dumb. You see, it's not like that the serpent spoke before. You see, actually, serpent never spoke. The actions that were performed by the serpent was like a speech to Eve. Okay. Now, why did Satan choose a serpent as his tool? You see, let us read Genesis 3:1. Sage Buddha, can you read?
Yes, sir. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?"
Okay, so here the serpent was subtle, you see, and all the animals, that was very clever. Satan himself is very clever. Hence, he chose a proper tool, you see, so that he can deceive Eve. And the serpent was subtle and all the animals, you see. And why did he choose serpent? You see, one of the reasons is that all the animals were like servants to Adam and Eve. They were the prince, you see, they were the princess, and everybody was subordinates. Who were the subordinates? All the animals, you see. So, to get any information from the anybody's house, what is going happening inside, the best way is to contact the, you see, maid, housemaid. She will be knowing everything, you see. Hence, if something happens in the house, police immediately for the inquiry, they first call the maid servant to know what is there in the house. Similarly, we read last week, how is Satan? Satan is full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. It's a weird imagination of the people that Satan is like a, you see, having two horns on his head, four canine teeth, sharp nails, very dark in color. And if he opens his mouth, only fire comes out. This is all imagination. This is not what the Bible says. You see? And he was placed in the Garden of Eden. You see, Satan is like a beautiful angel. The Bible says that Satan transforms himself like the angel of light. You see, if anybody sees the devil, devil falls prostrate before him, thinking that he is a real angel. Okay. And Satan, before he sinned against God, he was called as Lucifer. Isaiah 14:12. Lucifer means what? Son of morning. You see? Son of morning. Now, who is the other morning star in the Bible? The word Lucifer means son of morning. That means a morning star. So, other morning star in the Bible, who can tell me? Who is other morning star in the Bible? Last week we read, no. One morning star
Jesus.
Is Satan himself. Very good. So, Jesus is the other morning star. Revelation 22:16. Then, if the Bible says there are two morning stars, were the two morning stars together at some time? Were they together, two morning stars? Do we read anywhere in the Bible? Last week we read, no. You all forgot? Satan and Jesus, were they together sometime before Adam sinned? Answer me.
Yes.
Where is it given in the Bible? Good, Shari Bazar. Where is it given in the Bible?
Job.
Very good. See, Job 38, chapter 6 and 7. Read with her, Shari Bazar.
On what were its footing set, or who laid its cornerstone, while the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy?
See, when the morning stars sang together, all the sons of God, angels of God, shouted for joy. When the earth was created, when the foundation for it was laid, you see, morning stars sang together before Adam sinned. Therefore, they both were together when, you see, the beautiful creation of God took place in Garden of Eden. You see, Adam was given entire right of this earth to be ruler. You see, the Bible says he was created in his own image to have dominion of everything. You see, Debran. So he was the king. You see, and Lucifer, we saw, was a bright, was one of the morning star who could not humble himself to such an extent to give Adam some protection and be as a guardian angel. And that is the time that evil thoughts came in his mind, that he decided to transgress against God, go against God. He thought, if I could somehow deceive this first human pair, and instead of them be the prince of this earth, then I can rule this entire kingdom. That is the time, dear brethren. We know very well that, as told in Isaiah, his heart was full in pride and he sinned against God. Let us read Isaiah 14, chapter 13 and 14. Binod, brother, can you read Isaiah 14, chapter 13 and 14? Is it possible to read, brother?
Okay, sir. Okay, I will read Isaiah 14, 13, 14. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the star of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregations. In the side of the north, I will second above the height of the cloud. I will be like the most high. Amen.
See, I'll be like the most high. He said in his heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will exalt my throne above all the stars of God, above the morning star, the bright morning star, Jesus. You see, I'll be like the most high. That is the time that the pride entered into his heart. See how? Like, for example, if you are working as a manager in a company, and from tomorrow, if your boss comes and tells that you're no more a manager, you should work like a watchman, what would thoughts generate in our mind? As soon as we see our boss going and coming, immediately, spontaneously, evil thoughts will generate in our mind that we should do something for him. You see, I was a manager, he has brought me down to such an extent to be a watchman. The same way, you see, Lucifer encouraged, developed evil thoughts against God, and he sing against God and become the devil, the adversary. You see, now how did he deceive? You see, not that the serpent literally came and spoke to Eve. It's like action speaks louder than voice. All the actions which Eve was doing was like, you see, and serpent was doing was like, you see, speech, isn't it? Satan would have made the serpent to eat the forbidden fruit, you see. And once, you see, the serpent ate the forbidden fruit, some thoughts would have generated in the mind of Eve. You see, she would have first thought, oh, why this serpent is eating and staying alive? And immediately the thought reply would have come. You see, the adversary would have given, the Satan would have given the reply in the thought saying, you shall surely not die. Why? Because serpent is still alive. So similarly, you also will stay alive. Then she would have thought, then why God told not to eat? Then he would have put the word saying, oh, God fears that you shall become like God. You low take God. That is the reason he is stopping you from eating this good fruit. You see, and he was motivated to eat and tempted to eat that forbidden fruit. This is how sin entered into the world, you see, because of the serpent. How did you see sin enter? Because of the serpent and because of the first question. Hence, the even today the question mark is put like a serpent's hood, you see, because this question came to the serpent. Okay. So once when the sin, what did God do? As we read in Genesis 3, 17 to 19, they were cast out of the Garden of Eden into the unfinished earth. So they had to toil, they had to work hard, you see, with the sweat of the brow, they had to eat their daily food, you see, they had to subdue the earth, you see, and sow and yield, take the yield and eat the fruit. It was very tough, you see. You should, it will bring thorns and thistles. You see, and sweating was happening. All these things were not there in Garden of Eden. You see, they were living very happily. But suddenly, the entire thing changed. The entire situation changed. You see, now what would have happened? Adam was the only person who was working hard and getting food. You see, and he would have got irritated because he lived very joyfully in the Garden of Eden. Remember, you see, Garden of Eden was a gardener. You see, gardener means it did not need to toil, work hard for his food. All the trees were fruits, you see, various types of vegetables, everything he had healthy food. But once when he came out, he had to work hard. Dear brethren, you see, and Thorns and thistles would have pricked him so much, several times. And whenever it would have pricked him, he would have thought the scene in Garden of Eden. How happy we were. Just because of one serpent, we lost everything and came out of Eden. So he would have developed that, you see, that anger upon the serpent. Imagine. He would have, if he sees a serpent, what Adam would have done? He would have taken a stick and hit him nicely until he dies. You see? So, the prophecy which God told to Adam that there shall be enmity between thy seed and the serpent seed was fulfilled there. You see? And the promise which God had made had two meanings. One symbolic meaning, one literal meaning. So, we all know what is the symbolic meaning. Symbolic means the what they say, that is not what it means. The meaning is altogether different. You see, that is a symbolic meaning. A literal meaning means what it says, that is what it means. There is no hidden meaning in that one. Okay? So, what is the literal meaning, let us say, which God told to Adam? You see, God told to Adam, no? That I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. And I shall, and it shall bruise the head, and thou shall bruise his heel. So what does it mean? You see? And God cursed the serpent, saying, you shall walk on thy belly all the days of thy life. That means what? So literally, you see, the serpent actually had, legs and hands, you see. But when the curse came upon it, it began to go upon the belly. You see, the little curse came upon the serpent. And God said, dust thou shall eat all the days of the life. Read Genesis 3:14. Genesis 3:14. Raj brother, you are there? Can you read Genesis 3:14? Brother Raj. Okay. Abhishek brother, can you read Genesis 3:14?
Okay, I'll read. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because you hast done this, you art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon your belly you shall go, and thus shall you eat all the days of your life.
Very good. See, what does he say? Lord said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this thing, cursed are you above all the cattle. You see, he was very subtle of all the cattle, but it was cursed. You see, and you shall walk on thy belly and eat dust all the days of the life. Or eat dust means what? You see? Dust means death. You see, when a man dies, what is the push at last when they are supposed to bury? Everybody tells, no, come, please put one fist of sand. Last time, you're never going to see him. You see, so that dust, you see, that sand and mud represents death in the Bible. Read Micah 7, chapter 17th verse. Sage brother, can you read Micah 7:17?
Yes, brother. They will lick dust like a snake, like creatures that crawl on the ground. They will come trembling out of their dens. They will turn in fear to the Lord our God and will be afraid of you.
See? Here it says, man shall eat dust like the serpent. What means? That means man shall die like a serpent was dying. So, death was the condemnation that God gave to the serpent. Okay. Now, that was the literal meaning. You see, there was enmity between man and the serpent. Whenever man used to see the serpent, he used to begin to hit it, try to kill it. And for the self-protection, the serpent is to protect itself by biting the heel of the man. Okay. Now, what is the symbolic meaning? Symbolic means serpent here represented the adversary, devil, Satan himself. Why? because Satan used the serpent as a tool. Hence, in the Bible, serpent actually represents the devil. Read Revelation 20, verse 2. Revelation 20, verse 2. Binod brother, can you read? Binod brother, you have the Bible?
Okay, sir, I am starting. Revelation
20, verse 2.
Okay, I am searching, sir. Please, sorry, sorry, sorry. Revelation 20, verse 2, sir. Okay, I'll read. He says, the dragons, that ancient serpent, who is the devil or Satan, and bound him for a thousands year.
See, brother, here is clearly given that old serpent, the dragon, the Satan. So that means, since that time, you see, it was clearly recognized that the serpent means the devil, the Satan. Now, what did God curse the serpent? You are cursed of all the cattle of the ground. So similarly, Satan became cursed of all the angels. Hence, you see, he was never allowed to come to God again. Never returned to heaven. And God said, dust thou shall eat all the days of thy life. What do you mean by eating dust? Eating dust means dying. So we all know, you see, in the future, God shall destroy the devil. It's given now. After 1,000 years, he is let loose for a little season. But again, he is destroyed. So similarly, Satan will be destroyed, you see, at the end of the 1,000 years, dear brethren. Okay. So, this is a symbolic meaning. But what did God say? God said that the seed of the woman will come, which shall bruise the head of the serpent. Now, who is this seed of the woman who is going to come and bruise the head of the serpent? See, serpent means Satan. Head of the serpent means what? Satan's plan, purposes and all will be crushed, will be destroyed by one person, it seems. Now, who is that one person? You see, now when Adam was told this one, he had the faith on this promise that his seed will come, who shall crush the devil's plan and purposes. Again, they can return back to Garden of Eden. But what happened? Cain killed Abel. So slowly the first world ended. You see, the man began to forget the seed of the woman. But though man forgot, God did not forget, you see, his promise. He again reminded his promise, you see, to Abraham. What did God promise to Abraham? In thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Why God mentioned thy seed? It is the same promise that God told to Adam. The word seed is again used here. Read, brother, Genesis 22:16. Abhishek, brother, can you read Genesis 22:16?
Genesis
22:16 and 17.
And said, by myself have I sworn, said the Lord, but because you hast done this thing and hast not withheld your son, your only son, that in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply the seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and you your seed shall possess the gate of his enemies.
And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. So thy seed, same promise which God had made to Adam, was again reminded to Abraham thought Isaac was a seed, but unfortunately nothing happened. So Isaac began to grow old. Even then God remembered the same promise to Isaac, saying, "In thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed." Now Isaac had two sons, Esau and Jacob. In this one, God chose Jacob and again reminded him that in thy seed all the nations of the earth be blessed. So you see, Jacob had how many sons? Who is this seed? We're going to trace today who is this seed. We are seeing who is this seed from the Garden of Eden. You see, we traced from Adam. They thought it was Cain. No. Then Abraham. Abraham thought it was Isaac. No. Isaac thought it was Jacob. But nothing happened through Jacob. You see, Jacob had how many sons? 12 sons. You see, now among the 12 sons, who was the chosen tribe through which the seed was supposed to come? You see, which is the chosen tribe? Jacob had 12 sons. On the deathbed, he blessed all the 12 sons. But there was a tribe that was chosen by God. Which is the tribe? You can tell me. Who will tell? Who is the chosen tribe of
Judah.
God?
Judah.
Yes. Judah was the chosen tribe of God, through whom the seed was supposed to come. Read Genesis 49:9, brother. Genesis 49:9. Can you read, Abhishek brother? Can you read? Okay, Vishnu brother, can you read Genesis 49:9 and 10?
I'll read.
Read, brother. Okay, please read.
49:9, 10.
9 and 10.
Judah is a lion whelp from the prey. My son, you are gone up. He stooped down. He coursed as a lion and as an old lion. Who shall arouse him up? The spectre shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the all of the people be.
See, in verse 10 it says, the scepter shall not depart from Judah. What is the scepter? The ruling power. It shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from the between his feet, until Shiloh comes. Who is this Shiloh? Now, what is the meaning of this word Shiloh? Shiloh means peace. Who is the Prince of Peace in the Bible? Who is the Prince of Peace?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. So, hence Jesus Christ was supposed to come from the tribe of Judah. Now, imagine we are all seeing and tracking the seed of the woman. Now, who was also tracking? Satan himself was tracking. Why? Because God said, this seed will come and bruise the head of the serpent. That means Satan will be destroyed by whom? By this serpent. Will Satan keep quiet? No, Satan also was alert. Hence, when Israel as a nation was formed, he tried to destroy the nation of Israel. Why? Because he fears that once this seed of the woman comes, it will immediately crush his head and destroy him and his plans and purpose. Everything will be destroyed. You know, that's the reason what happened when the people of Israel, after coming out from land of Egypt on the way to the land of Canaan, what did they do? They murmured. They did idol worship. You see, they violated God's commandments. All those times, God punished the people of Israel. You see, God sent enemies to attack Israel. They were taken captivity to where? Other nations, they served. You see, but God never, destroyed Israel. Understood? God never destroyed Israel. God punished them. During the days of Solomon, Israel was divided into two parts. But yet, what happened? God preserved Israel as a nation till the first advent of Christ, because this seed of the woman, Jesus Christ was supposed to be born in Bethlehem. You see, and through whom? A virgin. Can a virgin give birth to a child? You see, Satan even there also cleverly destroyed, tried to destroy the seed when he was still in the womb of Mary by stoning her to death. But God warned Joseph in the dream. Hence, what happened? Joseph married Mary. And you see, what happened? The seed of the woman, Jesus was born. But even then, Satan did not keep quiet. When Jesus' birth happened, what did he do? He wrongly guided Herod, you see, to kill all the newborn children in Bethlehem. You see, we read now in the Bible. It's given Matthew 2nd chapter. All the newborn children were killed in Israel because of Herod. You see, why? Because this was Satan's plan to destroy the seed of the woman. But ultimately, none of his plans, purposes worked out. Jesus became a man at the 30 years of age and took baptism. Immediately after Jesus' baptism, what happened to Jesus? You see, Jesus was tempted, you see, by the devil. You see, three times he was tempted by the devil. You see, first time, Satan tells, make this stone as bread and eat. Did Jesus eat? No. Why? Because there's nothing wrong in eating. But if Jesus would have ate at that moment, because of the temptation of the devil, it would have been sin against God. And God himself would have destroyed Jesus, isn't it? And second time, you see, he was told to fall from the temple, pinnacle of the temple, so that everybody might see him. And when God protects through the angel, everybody may accept Jesus as the Messiah. But did Jesus do that one? No, because this was not God's will. This is all the temptations of the devil. Each and every way, he tried to deceive and tempt Jesus to sin against God. Why? Because his motive was to destroy the seed of the serpent. But nothing happened. You see, Jesus once came and spoke in the temple the first time. Everybody marveled at the speech of Jesus. See, Luke 4 chapter 21. Please read Luke 4, 21. 22. Read from verse 22. Shaiji Brother, please read Luke 4, 22.
All spoke well of his and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. Isn't this Joseph's son? They asked. Jesus said to them.
See, they were surprised at the gracious words which Jesus spoke. They were surprised. They were very happy to hear. But see, after a few moments, what happened? Verse 28 and 29, brother.
All the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up, drove him out of the town, and took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built in order to throw him off a cliff.
You see, what did they do? And they appreciated, but after a few moments, they brought Jesus out of the temple and tried to push him from the temple top, sir, from the mountain top, it seems. But what did Jesus do? Continue with the verse 30.
But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way.
See, Jesus passed Mr. He escaped. You see, he did not fall from the mountain top. Why? Because that was Satan's plan to kill Jesus. You see, several times he even tried to stone Jesus. Even Jesus escaped all those things. But suddenly, as many attempts was made against Jesus to kill him, none of this worked. Jesus escaped everything. You know, as simply every day was going, suddenly Jesus said something very strange to everybody. You see, Jesus began to tell that he should go to Jerusalem and die on the cross. Let us read Matthew 16:21. Binod brother, can you read Matthew 16:21, Binod brother? You're there, Vinod Brother? Matthew 16:21. Can you read? Okay, Abhishek Brother, can you read?
16:21. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, and he raised again the third day.
See, he should be killed. Suddenly, as Jesus began to express his own death. See, all these days, Satan tried to kill Jesus. But did Jesus agree for it? No. Jesus tried to escape every way. But suddenly, here today, almost after 3.5 years, he himself is saying that I am ready to die. I should die. So, what Satan thought? All these days, I am trying to attack him and kill him. He was escaping. Now he himself is telling that he should die. Satan became very alert. Why? Because Satan thought in other way. All these days Jesus was escaping, but now he is saying that he has to die. Means there must be really something danger for me if he dies. So immediately at that moment, Satan changed his plan. You know, read verse 22. Abhishek Brother, read verse 22. What did Satan speak through?
Matthew, how much?
16:22. Matthew 16:22.
Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from you, Lord, this shall not be unto you.
You see, immediately Peter, he spoke. Isn't it? He took Jesus separately and said, what did he speak? Oh, Master, be it far from me with you. You should never die. This should never happen. You see, isn't it good words actually? Everybody is disciples are keeping quiet. If somebody tells you that I'm going to die, will you keep quiet? Of course, we'll react and tell them and encourage them. No, you should not die. The same way Peter also spoke. But what was the reply of Jesus? Continue, brother. Abhishek, brother, continue.
But he turned and said unto Peter, get you behind me, Satan, you are an to me, for you savourest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men.
Get behind me, Satan. He called Peter Satan. Why? Because it was not actually Peter speaking. Satan speaking through Peter. Why? Because Satan knew very well, if Jesus is going to die, then something problem is going to happen to him. And since that day, Satan immediately changed his plan. He tried to make friendship with Jesus and protect Jesus in all possible ways that he should not die on the cross. Remember very well, you see, when Jesus was arrested, he was taken to Pilate's house. Pilate questioned him so many things, isn't it? You see, even Pilate's wife also told, I have seen in a dream, this is a holy man, don't touch him. You see, and Pilate asked him, you tell me, I have power to release you and to crucify you, please tell me. Now, what did Jesus reply? Did Jesus reply anything? No. Jesus never replied anything. He was very silent. Why? Because if Jesus would have spoken something, sir, you know very well, these are all culprits. They're all simply trying to crucify me. If Jesus would have told us some of the other thing, immediately Pilate would have given the release. You see? Release copy. Go release Jesus. Isn't it? That's what Pilate also did. No, he tried to do. No. I am not going to crucify this man. I have got nothing to do with his blood. You see, he even showed Barabbas. Who do you want? Choose Barabbas or Jesus. People choose Barabbas. You see, that was the trick of the devil. You see, try to, you see, save Jesus. Remember, When Jesus was on the cross, what did the people come and speak? Some people came and tempted him, saying, if you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. Read Matthew 27, 40. Matthew 27, 40. Binod, brother, you're there? Brother Binod? Okay. Saiji, brother, can you read Matthew 27, 40, brother? Binod, brother, you're there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. Okay, I'll read Matthew
27, 40.
Yes, okay. 27:40. Okay, sir, I will read. And saying, you who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. Come down from the cross if you are the Son of God.
See? If you are Son of God, come down from the cross. Now, how provoking these words are. Just think, if somebody comes and tells you, if you are Father's Son, you do this one, what will we do? Immediately we'll do his job and tell, no, you see, I'm proving myself that I'm a Father's Son. It is like telling to Jesus, if you are really God's Son, then do this one. Come down from the cross. Such tempting words were spoken. Why? So that Jesus might come down from God, from the cross, and sin against God. If he sins against God, automatically Satan's plan will be victorious. Jesus will be failure before God. But now, in all this attempt, you see, the serpent tried to bite the heel of the whom? Of the seed of the woman. You see? But ultimately, none of the plan of the devil worked out. We all know that Jesus died. But not only that one, Jesus was resurrected the third day. Okay. Now, I'll ask you one question. You all heard the subject very clever, no? Very clearly. You see? We all heard the subject very clearly. The seed of the woman is Jesus, who is going to crush the devil's head. That means he's going to destroy the devil. If Jesus was the seed of the woman, if Jesus came for that purpose at the first advent, why Satan is still not destroyed? Tell me, who can answer this question? Seed of the woman is Jesus, correct now? Then why did he not destroy Satan at the first advent? Why did he not destroy? Why did not Jesus kill the serpent, the devil? Read Hebrews 2:16. Hebrews 2:16. Sahaja Budhar, can you read Hebrews 2:16? Okay, Abhishek Budhar, can you read Hebrews 2:16? Okay, Shaji brother, you're there. Read Hebrews 2:16.
For surely it is not angels he helped, but Abraham's descendants.
You see, Jesus came as a seed of Abraham. So if he is a seed, why did he not crush the serpent? Dear brethren, you see, this is the great secret. Even devil himself is confused. Why Jesus came, no? Why did he not crush the crush his head? Because we need to see who is that seed of the woman. Okay. We all know that word Christ. Correct, no? Christ. Now, who can tell me what is the real name of Jesus? What is the full name of Jesus? Who can tell me?
Jesus of Nazareth.
Jesus of Nazareth. Okay, good. Anybody else? Very good. Binod brother, what is the full name of Jesus? Saji brother, what is the full name of Jesus?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Very good. Now, when did Jesus become Christ? Was he Jesus Christ from the birth? Or how is it? You see, Jesus was called as Jesus from the birth. But Jesus became the Christ when? Only after his anointing of the Holy Spirit at baptism. Read John 1:41. John 1:41. Abhishek Badar, can you read John 1:41? Abhishek Badar?
John 1:41.
Hmm.
He first found his own brother Simon and said unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ.
Which is being interpreted as the Christ. You see, Messiah means what? The Christ. You see? So, the word Messiah itself means anointed one. Saiji Buddha, read in your Bible. Let us see how does it come in your Bible. John 1:41.
The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, We have found the Messiah, that is the Christ.
That is the Christ. Read Acts 10:38, brother. Acts 10:38.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil because God was with him.
See, that is the time that Jesus became the Christ. You see, Jesus was called as Jesus of Nazareth. You see, but when he took baptism, he was anointed with the Holy Spirit. That is the time he was called as Jesus the Christ. You see, so Jesus actually became Christ once he was anointed with the Holy Spirit. Now, okay. Now, as God has anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit, has he anointed anybody else with the Holy Spirit? Tell me, has God anointed anybody else with the Holy Spirit as he had anointed Jesus Christ? Tell me, Shaji Badar.
Yeah, yes. And, we are also anointed.
Very good, brother. Yes, we are also anointed. That means we are also called Christ, no? Yes, that is what the Bible says. Those who are all anointed with God's Holy Spirit, they're all called as Christ. Therefore, we are called as Christians. Christians means what? Christ, I-A-N. That means Christ in me, I am nothing. That is the full form of Christian. You see, read 2 Corinthians 1st chapter 21 and 22. Abhishek Budhar, can you read 2 Corinthians 1st chapter 21 and 22?
2 Corinthians 1st chapter
21 and 22.
Now he which established us with you in Christ and had anointed us is God, who had also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts.
You see? So, it is God was established us in Christ and anointed us and sealed us with the Spirit in our hearts. Read Galatians 3:27, brother. Binod, brother, you're there? Can you read Galatians 3:27, brother?
Okay, sir. I'll read, sir. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
See? As many as you have been baptized into Christ. What have you put? You have put on Christ. We are put on Christ. Hence, we are called as Christians. He was called Jesus the Christ. We are called what? We are called Abhishek the Christ, Binod the Christ, Saiju the Christ, because we are also anointed the similar way Jesus was anointed. If we are anointed, if we are Christ, then what does it mean? Read verse 29, brother. Binod brother, read verse 29 also. Galatians 3, 29.
Okay, sir. And if you be be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise.
If you are Christ, if you are Christ, then what does it mean? It means that you are Abraham's seed. This is the seed through whom the whole world will be blessed and Satan will be crushed. See, it is like a beautiful comparison to a body. You see, Apostle Paul tells beautifully this one in 1 Corinthians 12 chapter, Ephesians 5th chapter. We will read only a few verses. See, when Bible says Jesus the Christ, it is compared to a body. The head of that body is our Lord Jesus Christ. But who is the body members? We are all the church, all the church members, all the faithful church members are the body of Jesus Christ. His whole head and the body is called as Jesus the Christ. This whole head and the body is called as a seed of the woman. Read 1 Corinthians 12 chapter 12 and 13. Sage brother, can you read 1 Corinthians 12 chapter 12 and 13? Sage brother, are you there?
Yes, brother.
First Corinthians, 12th chapter.
Just as a body, the one has many parts, but all its many parts from one body, so it is Christ.
So also is Christ. See, same way is Christ. Next, brother, continue.
For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink.
See, we were all baptized in one Spirit. Continue with the next.
Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot should say,
see?
Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body.
Same way. One body, many body parts. Read verse 27, brother, now. Verse 27.
Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it.
See? Now we are the body, members of Christ. You see, and the parts of it. Read Ephesians 5th chapter. Abhishek, brother, can you read Ephesians 5th chapter?
Okay, I'll read.
Ephesians 5th chapter. Verse 23, 24. Verse 23.
Okay. For the husband is the head of the wife,
even
as Christ is the head of the church. And he is
the... See, brother, who is the head of the wife? Huh? Who is head of the wife?
Husband.
Husband. Does it mean literally his head? That means all the affairs of the family is taken care of by the... You see, husband is the decision maker. Similarly, the family is guided by the husband. Similarly, who is head of the church? Who is head of the church?
Jesus Christ,
he is our head, he is our guide, he is our master. Whatever he tells you, we need to listen. So, this is the comparison of head and the body. Okay. Now, read verse 29-30. From verse 29 to 32. Read, brother. Abhishek, brother, can you read? Verse from 29 to 32.
For no man ever It hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherished it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For...
You see, wait. So we are his members of his body. See, so we are all the body members of Jesus Christ. Next, continue.
For we are member of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined with unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh.
They shall be one. Continue with the next. What is actually Apostle Paul speaking? Is he speaking about the physical relationship with the husband and wife? Read verse 32. What is he trying to say?
This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church.
This is a great mystery. This is a great secret. He is giving a comparison of the relationship between Jesus and the church. This is a great mystery. You see, which is the mystery? That Christ means it is a head and the body. Who is the head? It is none other than our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are all his body members. You see, so this is the seed. Apostle Paul says this is a great mystery. Dear brethren, since 2000 years, this selection is going on. Head is already selected. The body members from all over the world have been selected. Now, we are living in the very last days. We are the feet class saints. We are the last parts of the Jesus' body, the feet members. You see, where the feet are now being selected. Now, Satan fears whom? He fears the seed of the woman, isn't it? Now, seed is almost complete. He tried to bite the woman's feet in several ways. But was it possible? No. Jesus, the head, passed away. Many of the body members have passed away. You see, now also he is trying to bite the heel. What does the prophecy say? Huh? The serpent shall bite the heel of the seed of the woman. Isn't it? So, seed of the woman. So, this serpent is biting the heel. That means, who is the heel? Huh? We are the heel. The feetless saints. Isn't it? The feetless saints. Dear brethren, you see, the feetless saints have been in danger. You see, when does Satan attack? How does he attack? How does the serpent attack? You see, he slowly comes and bites the heel, puts the poison inside. So, immediately will a man die? No, man won't die immediately. He will survive. Yeah? But slowly death is sure. Similarly, Satan. How does Satan come and attack us? Satan doesn't come and attack us directly. He will put little bit of, you see what? Poison. Slowly, yeah, he will divert us from the truth. How? Whenever there is a class, that time only he will give us one call. All sorts of appointment will be there. All sorts of relations will call us. All sorts of functions will be there. All sorts of birthday, even death also will be there. All sorts of work will come only on that day. When we have important class, that is the time which decision we will take. Shall we bruise the serpent's head or shall we allow the serpent to bite our heel? We need to fight, dear brethren. You know, Satan knows very well that shortly, what will happen? He will be destroyed. Now, will Satan keep quiet? Satan won't keep quiet at all, dear brethren. Read Romans 16:20. Read, somebody read. Shaji brother, read brother. Romans 16:20.
The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet.
What brother? The God of peace. shall soon crush Satan under whose feet, brother?
Your feet.
Your feet means our feet, the church's feet. See? So, Satan has read this verse also. He knows we are the seed of the woman. Will he keep quiet? He has understood what is the seed actually it means. It is head and the body. See? Abhishek brother, got the verse now? Did you observe the verse? Abhishek brother, Binod brother, did you observe the verse? So, seed of the woman. We are the seed of the woman along with Jesus, not without Jesus. You see? So, we should be very careful. Now, just think, how did Satan deceive Eve with two questions in Garden of Eden? Correct, no? First question, oh, will you die? You shall become like gods. He put two questions in Genesis 3rd chapter. You shall surely not die. Put unnecessary questions in the mind of Eve and deceived her. Similarly, at the end of 1,000 years, Jesus will ask two questions to the devil. You know, he can't answer the two questions. You know what is the two questions? Read. 1 Corinthians 15, 55. Binod brother, you're there? Binod brother, you're there?
Yes, sir.
Please read 1 Corinthians 15, 55. What are the two questions?
Okay, sir. First Corinthian
15:55.
15:55. Okay, sir. I'll get it. Okay, pick one. First Corinthian 15:55. Okay, sir. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?
See the two questions. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? In 1,000 years, when there is no death at all, you see, when sin is totally removed from this world, can Satan answer this question? Oh, death, where is the sting? Sin itself won't be there now in the 1,000 years. Then, grave, when there is nobody who's dying, when all the people are resurrected back to this earth, Jesus will ask, oh, grave, where is the victory? Can this question be answered by the devil? No. When there is no death, when there is resurrection, these two questions can't be answered. So, with the question came the sin. With the question, sin will be totally taken off from this world. Okay, dear brethren? So, this is the subject of the seed of the woman. So, who is the seed of the woman? The great mystery. It is not only Jesus, it is Jesus along with the church. Okay? So, anybody has got any doubts, any questions? Shaji brother, any questions? Any doubts?
Oh,
No,
we
brother.
are. Yes.
Okay. Shaji brother, you're clear?
Yes, brother.
Okay. Abhishek brother, tell me.
We are feet of Jesus Christ, and we will cross the serpent's head.
Yes, it is not only we along with Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we along with Jesus Christ.
Yes, brother. Okay, clear? Abhishek, brother, any doubts, any questions?
No.
Okay.